Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Susan Boyson is a political analyst. She's the author of A Precarious Power. And I wanted to ask her about our move, or what I perceive as our move towards coalitions in the new government and in municipalities. Susan, good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Fine. Thank you very much.
So it definitely seems to be a little bit more out there, where the parties are kind of acknowledging that there's a very good possibility that we're going to see a number of coalitions. What happened in 2016?
Yes, South Africa currently sits on 27 local government coalition councils. And that is roughly in range that we've had every election since 2000 and 2006, 11, 16. They're between 27 and 33 at any time. The big change that we saw in 2016 was the fact that major metropolitan municipalities, Johannesburg, Tshwane, Nelson Mandela Bay, Buruleni, etc., they are the ones that came into coalition statuses. And that was very significant, amongst others, not just for the symbolical value of major parts of the country not being controlled by the ANC, dominant party, still in many respects, but it's also the financial heartland of South Africa. And it is in this context that one looks has to look at what is the dominant party. The ANC still remains dominant. Previous occasions when we saw increases in numbers of coalitions in local government was when there were shifts in party alignment. For example, in the Western Cape 2006, that whole transition, DA, DP, Old National Party Incorporated, etc., that changed. And in Northern KwaZulu-Natal, also high-intensity, high-volume coalition series region in South Africa, that was when the IFP and ANC started changing positions, and the NFP was changing to the mix, probably with high amounts of encouragement by the ANC to take up IFP support that the ANC couldn't capture. And now the big point is the ANC on a further line of decline? By all indications, it will be. Because we see all these problems in ANC, all the embarrassment, malfunctioning, factionism, financial problems, etc. And it is very likely that these factors will have an impact on the electorate and on ANC supporters. Yet we do not know to what extent. We see a big fight back from the ANC to keep itself together. So Ramaphosa is coming out with all kinds of campaigns. The big leaders in ANC are out there campaigning, and there's big focus on huge national issues rather than the failures of municipal government. And so, but given that there is likely to be a further amount of vote shedding from the ANC, I would say it's very likely that there will be an increase in a number, not a massive avalanche of coalition governments, but in significant places more coalition governments at the local level in the aftermath of this election.
Doesn't it mean, or doesn't it require a little bit of emotional maturity to talk about coalitions, I've spoken recently to Herman Mashaba and of course the DA and a number of the other parties. And whereas I think they're absolutely all awesome in their own right and people can choose who they want to vote for, I do sometimes get the sense that there's a little bit of foot stamping and sulking and door slamming going on as they relate to other political parties. And I wonder if that is just politics, but I do get the sense that there's something a little bit real about it. It's not just optics. There is all of this undercurrent, which of course is going to make working together in a coalition a little bit more challenging.
Yes, indeed. One of the big problems that causes a huge amount of instability and a lack of focus on constructive governance in the coalitions that we had, especially in the last term, from 2016 on, is the political immaturity of political parties. It is amazing. You know, they really see coalition government where they should be focusing on getting the potholes and the sewage pipes right, when they will see the period of elections by any other means as a continuation of those election battles if they didn't quite win it in the local elections of 2016, then they seem to have the orientation that now they can win it through manipulating, forming and manipulating and hijacking coalitions. There was so much immaturity there and party political interest that ruled supreme in this process that it really gave coalition government a very bad name, especially in this last period now. And political parties will have to learn, in the spirit of the areas of the world where we've had long-term coalition governments, where voters simply do not give an outright majority mandate to the political parties, and in effect tell them, 40% of the ANC and 35% of the DA, you should be working together. That is the kind of mandate we gave the city. That is how political parties should be interpreting their mandates, a post-election that didn't give an outright majority. But this is the last thing on the minds of political parties that we see. This forever scheming, maneuvering to form a new coalition in so many other smaller local municipalities, for example, in the central Karoo area in the Western Cape or Garden Route part, where there are quite a number of local municipalities that have been forming these coalitions. And when there are kingmakers, a one or two person party very often, or a type of community organization party like Kambazimbi Residents Association, but they were good ones. They were very stable in their coalition. In Modimole Mokhopong. But in other cases, these small persons get swayed anew. They were, for example, first in coalition with the DA, then they jumped to the ANC. In some cases, they then jumped back to the DA, and each time they made these jumps in the small councils where they were the kingmakers, or queenmakers, if you like, then there was a change of municipal government. And so everybody is politicking forever in these councils. And one can see the effect in lack of progress on service delivery.